Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas and Biak V'Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abaso Daf Kuf Yudalit. The Rishbam in Amud Aleph says a big chiddush, a chiddush that the Rishayim discuss. The Rishbam says like this: when a Beis Din sees something happen in front of them, so that's as great as having an edus, because Lo Yisei Shmiya G'doylo Meiriyo. Listening is not greater than seeing, so seeing is like having an edus. Says the Rashbam, but if Beis Din saw something at night, then they cannot use that as an edus. They can't use that as a testimony, because edus cannot be done at night. So all they can do with seeing is just they can be an aid, they can be a witness, they cannot be a dayan. That's what happens if they see themselves. But if Aidin came to Beis Din, separate Aidin, came to Beis Din during the night, so you're not supposed to accept the edus at night. But if they did, so then it works. So Losha Rashbam is umiu. Beis Din sheidu lifnem edus balaylo, edus gemurahi. V'yicholim ladun l'mocher bayom. They can use it the next day. Aver reiyah they do with their sight. Shiroim balaylo loy chashvinin ki'ilu hu'od lifnem balaylo. But that doesn't work as an edus in front of them in the night. So the obvious questions that the Mefarshim are bothered by is, what is the difference between Beis Din seeing the Eidus in the night or Eidim coming and testifying in front of Beis Din in the night? The Granat, Rav Naftali Trop, he says that the Chilek is as follows. There's two stages of Eidus. There is the Eidus, the actual Haggadah Eidus, the talking of the Eidus. The Eidim come and testify. And then is the Kabbalah Eidus, the acceptance of the Eidus. What the Rashbam is saying is, Eidim can testify at night. But then once they testify, Beis Din has to go and discuss, see if their Eidus is a good Eidus, question them, and they will accept their Eidus only the next day. Accepting the Eidus can only be done in the day. But the Haggadah Eidus, the saying of the Eidus, that can be done at night. But when Beis Din see it themselves, then there's no separation between the saying and the accepting. Because once they see it, automatically it's accepted. They saw it. There's nothing to ask. So therefore, that cannot be done at night, because then it's not separated. It's the actual Kabbalah Seidus. Kabbalah Seidus cannot be done at night. Only Haggadah Seidus can be done at night. This chiluk that the Granat explains in the Rashbam works very well with a Maharal that we mentioned a few times in the Shiurim. And that's the Maharal regarding what is the definition of Eidus. What is the definition of testimony? The Maharal explains Gevaldik that Eidus doesn't mean to give knowledge to Beis Din. Because knowledge, why can't it be done at night? Why if Beis Din sees something at night, they cannot use it in the day? They know what happened. Eidus means to reenact the ma'aseh in front of Beis Din. When Eidim come and they testify in front of Beis Din, what they're doing is they are bringing the ma'aseh to Beis Din. As if Beis Din are watching the actual ma'aseh, the actual episode happening in front of their eyes. That's the chiddush of Eidus. That's one of the reasons that Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan, as the Rashbam explains over here, the Eidim have to be in front of the Dayanim. Why do they have to be in front of the Dayanim? Because we're not giving you knowledge. We're giving you the ma'aseh. We have to actually bring the story in front of you. Eid Loshon Ad Elokim. The Eidim bring it to Beis Din. Every Eidus is a reenactment of the Ma'aseh in front of Beis Din. And that explains several halachas that have to do with Dine Eidus. Mimele, this chiluk is very, very gishmak. When Eidim come and speak in front of Beis Din, at what stage do we say that the Ma'aseh, there was a Ma'aseh reenacted in front of Beis Din? Obviously, only in the stage of Haggadah Eidus. Why? Because when Eidim come and say the story, we're not sure if we believe them. We have the Rishi v'Chakira, question and answer. There's a discussion. Once this Eidus is accepted, once this Eidus is verified, and Beis Din say, okay, we will follow this Eidus, that's when the Eidus is being reenacted in front of Beis Din. They didn't even say it in front of Beis Din, but when we accept it, that means that we made this Eidus into the actual the actual reenactment of the Ma'aseh. Beis Din say, we actually saw the Ma'aseh. So you may, this is exactly the Chiluk de Granat says that works based on the Maharal. If Beis Din are seeing the ma'aseh in front of their eyes, that is the actual Kabbalah Seidus. They see it. It's not enough to just know about it. They actually have to have the Maisa Eidus being reenacted in front of them. When they see the Maisa in front of the eyes, the Maisa is happening when it happens. If it happens at night, it doesn't work. But if the Eidim come and say the story to the Dayanim, so the Maisa is not happening until the Eidim actually accept the Eidus. So the Eidim could start talking at night, but if it wasn't accepted until the day, so then the Eidus was done in the day, and that's the reason the Chiluk in the Rashbam works very well with the Hakdorah of the Maharal. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.